Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. I have another guest joining us on the states' rights issue as states declare sovereignty in the next hour. Going to get into some other important stories like pills to erase bad memories, ethical furor over drugs that threaten human identity. We'll get into some other important stories dealing with $65.5 trillion federal obligation exceeds world gross domestic product. Right now, though, let's go back to your calls. Dylan, Patriot Bear, James, Randy, and others. Dylan in Toronto, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
It's actually really good that you were talking about the Internet, too. They actually just did a video for my site for the Internet, too, yesterday. I thought that you'd be interested in a case that's going on today, actually, with PirateBay.com. It's a torrent file-sharing website, and they're getting threatened of being shut down. The problem the government's having is that it is it's based in Europe. So what they're doing is they're pushing these legislations and law behind this case, making it look like a copyright issue case, but really they're saying that they want to hold the Internet service providers themselves liable that if they allow access to sites like these. So they're giving these Internet service providers who are mostly...
Yeah, that's how they're going to shut it down. They're saying, oh, Time Warner and Comcast and all the big Internet companies... which even if you're on a small company, you go through them, they're saying that they have a liability, which is not true. They actually own most of the big music and movie companies as well and other subsidiaries. So they're threatening action against themselves, saying, oh, we have to create a safe list of sites that are approved so that we don't have liability, as if they have a liability because they allow somebody to go to a site that is supposedly infringing copyright. Again, that's one of the ways they're shutting the web down now. It's happening now. Go ahead.
Exactly, and it's funny because you know what these companies are already pro-New World Order anyway, so they're just laughing when they say stuff like that.
Well, no, I mean, listen, Time Warner and all these guys own whole movie divisions.
Exactly.
This is made up.
Yeah, and there's another thing that you need to know about, too, that you haven't talked about yet. In Ontario, Canada, I'm actually an American, I'm just in Toronto for business, but in Ontario, Canada, recently a judge ruled that authorities do not need search warrants to obtain IP addresses now.
So yeah, I saw that article yesterday. It came out on a Saturday with worldwide implications because all the different Internet companies go through Canada, even if they're not based there. And they're saying that without a warrant, that the police will be able to have access basically to everything and everybody's Internet history. And again, that just completely just annihilates privacy and allows Big Brother in. No, they're making their move on the web right now.
Definitely. And I don't want to connect too many dots, but I thought it could be pretty scary when you look at, like, they can go to Infowars.com, for example, and see the IP addresses that have accessed that, and then get your name, which leads to your address, and it just makes it really scary when you start talking about.
Well, no, they still have to go and demand that, and most service providers are still refusing it. So that's a Canadian case, and there's other case law saying they can't do that. The point is, this fight is ongoing.
All right. Well, I appreciate you talking about it, Alex.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up those key points. I mean, that's what I mean. There's just so much going on, so many attacks on the Internet as we know it. Listen, about half the packages we ship into Canada get intercepted. My films, the books, the other videos we carry. Mainline, totally legal. My films are sold, you know, in Barnes & Nobles and places in Canada. We go through UPS. We send it through customs. We fill out all the paperwork. They just take them out, smash them all, and then part of the time ship back the smashed packages to us. Canada is worse than China anywhere on shipping things in. They search your mail. Now, do you think they like the fact that Canadians can just go to PrisonPlanet.tv, bypass all that government censorship, and see all my films in super high quality? No, they don't like that. And we're kicking their butt. We're exposing all the criminal activities that they're engaged in, that governments are engaged in, and it's hurting them. We are giving them a serious bloody nose. We're in this fight. That's why they need to shut the web down. And if we politically say no, they're not going to be able to get away with it.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are continuing with your phone calls, and I have several audio clips I want to play of people criticizing me so we can analyze their psychology. Because these guys are what I'd call archetypes out there, and it's important for these guys and people that think like them to understand where they are missing the boat. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Patriot Bear in California.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
I'm calling from the high desert in California. I'm a retired Air Force military. I'm a subscriber to Prison Planet TV.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. Over a year and a half ago, when I got a job at a military base in California, there's a few stations that would come in because of the building that I worked in. And one of them was your show was on that station. And I didn't really take you serious back then. I said, is this guy for real or what? I just, because of the way that they programmed you, when you watch the news and you watch shows and all that, when you hear something that's conspiracy and all that, you don't know if it's, can you take this guy for real or what? And then they took you off the air and they put you on later on for only an hour. So I didn't really listen to you anymore, and then I said, well, whatever happened to that Alex Jones guy? So I browsed you, and I found your site, and you started talking about the FEMA camps. So I did some research on the FEMA camps in Google, and this is what I came up with. You ever heard of Mindful.org?
Mindfully.org? Yeah.
Okay, well, they have an article in here back in 2004 And if you would let me read a couple paragraphs real quickly. It says, should martial law need to be implemented in the United States, all it would take is a presidential signature on a proclamation and the attorney general's signature on a warrant to which a list of names is attached. Ask yourself if you really want to be on Ashcroft's list. Rex 84 program was established on the reasoning that if a mass exodus of illegal aliens crossed the Mexican-U.S. border, they would be quickly rounded up and detained detention centers by FEMA.
And sir, that is to be used, they admit, in Rex 84 as the cover story. And now we're hearing in the El Paso Times, oh, they're getting ready for martial law in FEMA camps for Mexico to collapse.
And again, they use these
as cover stories with the local police. Yes, sir, you can go to the Houston Chronicle. You can go to the San Francisco Chronicle. You can go to the Army Times now and read about FEMA camps and troops to be used against the American people. And that's what shocks me is folks are making YouTube videos saying I'm making this up when it's all over the news now, which means they're getting ready or at least are thinking about going live with this and actually doing it. But, I mean, if you want to read more of the article, go ahead.
But what I wanted to tell you was it also shows each state which camp is at which city and all that, which is closed bases and all that. And then it also gives the executive orders. It shows the whole thing. And then mindfully.org has a note. It says, it may be easy to find fault with the premises of this article. You may even know of numerous sites that are not used as camps, but the plain fact remains that the U.S. maintains illegal prisons around the world and remains secrecy only to, I can't remember what that says, but the way things are going
on is continuing all of that.
And the way things are going on in the U.S., it's not a matter of if, but when these unused facilities come online to serve the master, otherwise known as Moloch, mostly likely not Japanese, in the U.S., doubt the premises of this article. And for Jews in Europe during the Holocaust, the article must hit hard to know. So what makes you think it can't happen here?
Let me just ask you a question. Does that article source all the mainstream news admitting it?
It comes from Friends of Liberty.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Look, this is what I found. People email me constantly with articles that don't link to all the admissions. When we write, I don't understand this. I really don't. And I'm not talking about this particular article. I haven't seen it. But when I hear articles where it goes, you may not believe this or it may not be proven, but and I never understand those stories. It is on record that FEMA camps have been built all over the United States. It is on record the military is training to confiscate your firearms and put you in them. It is in the congressional record. The Pentagon has openly announced it. The bills have been introduced or passed. The camps have been built. And 99% of the time, now I'd say 95% of the time, when I see other people's sites or news sites, it doesn't source any of it. They just say, we've heard camps are being built, and maybe they'll mention Rex 84. Folks, this is not an opinion. This is not speculation. I'll be on Coast to Coast AM tonight talking about this, and I'm going to read bill numbers on air. I'm going to read Pentagon directives on air. I'm going to give you where you can get them. Folks, they had secret camps from 1986 to 1997 operating at 24 locations in the United States with people in them. Now I'm going to give you the source. The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. And you'll go read it and go, oh, yeah, they do say they secretly had federal prisoners at military bases under military control. These were not military prisoners. These were people from regular federal prisons, civilians. This was not somebody that hauled off and punched their sergeant in boot camp. These are non-military prisoners in there working in labor camps. And they kept it secret for 11 years. Then it was declassified in 97. Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. You can go to the Army Times and read about them preparing to use 20,000 combat troops against the American people. You can read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act saying the governors run nothing, the military and NORTHCOM run everything. You can read PDD 51. You can watch video clips of House committee chairmen saying they're not allowed to see PDD 51 in its entirety, that it's martial law. We can play clips of Senator Inhofe saying they've been threatened with martial law. I can show you Bloomberg headlines with Federal Reserve governors saying that they're not even involved now, that War Powers Act has been declared, and the New York Fed's running the country. It's all there. It's all documented. It's all real. And I told Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson has a FEMA camp section, a data page at the bottom of PrisonPlanet.com. I got Kurt Nemo today making a FEMA camp martial law gun control master page and making a states' rights page. That's going to be done. We're going to do more and more of this. We just haven't had the personnel to get it all done. We're too busy writing the articles to ever collate them all. And I'm not bashing you, Patriot Bear. I'm glad you called. I just, millions of times, people, thousands of times, they've called me and said, you know, I didn't believe you, but, you know, what do you think of this article? Is it real? Of course it's real, folks. James in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I have two important questions. One being on SSRIs. I'm on a medicine called Lexapro.
For those that don't know, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I hear... I've been listening for a few months now, and I've heard some things about Prozac and stuff, but I just want to know, are all the SSRIs the same, and what exactly do they do that's harmful?
Yes. Have you read the, you know, Dr. Dean Adell, who we've had on, every time I tune into him, he's, autism is not caused by mercury, mercury's not bad for you, all supplements are bad, it's all made up, blah, 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 all these kooks practice medicine that aren't doctors. When I get up here, and I cover things, I'm going off the studies. I'm going off of neuroscientists, brain surgeons, neurologists. I'm going off the experts, hundreds of them we've interviewed over the years. All you need to do is read the insert for Prozac and the other major brands of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and it admits what comes in the box, not what Alex said. And see, Dean Adell doesn't want you reading this because he's funded by the drug companies. You go and you read, and it says it causes violent psychopathic breaks, suicidal tendencies, violent outbursts, depression. And they've done double-blind placebo test, and sugar pill is better than Prozac for depression. They've done medical double-blind on St. John's wort, and it actually does help with depression. Sugar pill doesn't do anything. Prozac hurts you. And yes, they're all made out of the fluoride molecule. And they are toxic. They actually attack body tissues. It's all on record. Just like I told everybody that the HPV shot, the, quote, cancer cure shot, was killing people. I mean, do you think I get up on air and say that? I'd be sued if it wasn't true by Merck. It was in their trials it killed people. They admit it kills people. But see, they'll have thousands of studies against them, and so they'll go out and the drug companies do this, and they'll go off and pay off one doctor to then come out and say he put out fake info, say, against mercury and vaccines. And they go, see, it's all discredited. There's no autism. Everything's fine. Mercury's good for you. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see.
How did you get on serotonin reuptake inhibitors?
Well, I've had severe anxiety problems since elementary school. I'm 18 now. And
How did that start?
That just started one day in the fifth grade. I started getting sick just going to school.
Let me ask, were you drinking Coca-Cola and eating big sugar cakes?
Yeah, like the average kid I was, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think? I'm an adult, and if I eat a big sugar donut with jelly filled and drink a Coca-Cola, I start bouncing off the walls. I mean, have you had a dog, a puppy? Have you seen that young mammals have a lot of energy? Have you seen that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, you give a dog a jelly donut and some Coca-Cola, and that thing is going to go completely insane. So instead of you getting good nutrition, let me guess, did they put you on Ritalin first?
No, just went straight to the Lexapro.
Okay. Let's talk about it when we get back. Stay there, and I'll tell you exactly what's going on with this. All right, what you need to do is get fired up.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Oh, it's eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
We're going to bring down the New World Order.
We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back.
All right, let's go back to James. James, they put these cut machines, all this candy, all this crud food in the school lunch programs. And the children eat the food, then they crash from it, then they're depressed, and then they put them on Ritalin, Prozac, and a bunch of other things. It's come out, the big drug companies of the New Freedom Initiative brag, their internal documents came out 4 years ago, that they'd already put 20% of kids on these drugs, and they wanted to put half of American school children on them. Children in their custody, 67% of the nation's foster children are on more than one SSR drug and on the Ritalin class of drugs. So what happened is they gave you sugar, they gave you caffeine, they gave you all of this. You bounced off the walls. They said you had anxiety problems. People, even if they're eating healthy, if they don't have a lot of physical action, if they're not playing sports, if they're not running around on the playground at least a few hours a day, they get antsy. They have anxiety. I mean, it's normal when you're 12 years old and you ask that girl in your class, you know, to meet you at the movies or at the mall to get butterflies, to have anxiety. Or when the bully, you know, after school you're walking home and he comes over and starts shoving you and pushing you, you have anxiety. That is your power. That is your engine. That is your soul. That's your mind, your glands giving you the real drugs that are in your body that you're meant to have. And you're meant to work through those things and learn to deal with anxiety and learn to use it. I love it because it fuels me. I mean, that's how I can work as many hours. I worked 18 hours yesterday, by the way. I'm proud of that. I'm going to work 18 hours a day. I'll get off work at 4 a.m. today. I'm going to be on Coast to Coast AM. Because you're only alive once. So, son, put your foot down on the pedal. Never mind them brakes, because we got a run to make. Now, I'm going to be very clear here with you, and we've had medical doctors on. You do not want to go off those drugs cold turkey. And when you try to get smaller pills, you know, smaller increments of the drug, they're going to say, why? Why do you want to go off this? Who told you that? You want to, and I'm not going to practice medicine here. I'm going to tell you to go research what medical doctors have said. You need to titrate the dose downwards. You need to bring it down over, I'd say, a two-month period, and I would also have a regimen of not watching as much TV or playing video games, getting healthy at the same time, and exercising and going out and looking at the stars at night. And I would, at the same time, what helps people pull themselves up is you need to volunteer at local soup kitchens and see people who are starving or people that are drunks or on drugs and see people with diarrhea running down their legs. That will raise your soul by helping them, and it'll let you know how blessed you are and how good you've got it, and then you won't be depressed because by helping others, you are fulfilled. Okay? Now, that's what you can do. The drug you're on, that entire class attacks the brain. It's highly toxic. It has damaged your serotonin receptors. It has changed your brain chemistry, but that's okay. You can, you know, get it back. There's still receptors that are left. But the road you're going down is a very dangerous one. Do you have any comments?
Yeah, I just want to thank you for informing me on that. And it might have been the last 2 weeks. I did hear you say one comment in passing to one of your guests. It was that these SSRIs eat holes in the brain. They actually eat actual holes?
Well, I mean, what do you think it is when brain cells die? What do you think it is when toxins go in? I mean, that's why you get senile. The brain starts dying at age 30. You start losing over a million brain cells a day. And, yes, they are highly – I have had brain surgeons, neurologists on who have said it attacks and kills brain cells.
Thank God I'm getting off early then.
Now, I guess you see a psychologist to continue them giving you the drugs?
Yes.
Okay.
I've actually tried to discuss a little bit about the New World Order with him.
And he says it doesn't exist, you're mentally ill?
Yes, yes. And that's how I knew that basically I did not listen to these people anymore.
And if you bring this is about, not all psychologists, but most of them, this is about, they're a priest class. This is about their power trip over you. And you could bring them the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press, Reuters. You could bring them the Financial Times of London saying world government's being shut up. He will then probably try to have you committed because that is a threat. How dare you say I'm wrong? It doesn't exist. So, James, I wouldn't act all freaked out with him. I wouldn't get into any big rigmarole. Just say, oh, I'm changing psychologist. And then I would get out of there And then I would just decide, you're good, you don't have problems, you're God's beautiful creature, and find out a regimen to get off the drugs.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell. But I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field. Gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I'd die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building. I might roll a brand new car. 'Cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I've never spent much time in.
Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. We have a guest coming up in about 25 minutes and some audio clips I want to play as well. I will be on Coast to Coast AM for 3 hours tonight with a very important transmission to 16 million people. Hopefully we can get some bushfires lit if folks know more about the states that are rebelling against the feds. We'll be covering that in the next hour as well. Oh, don't forget, before I get too far into this show, already an hour and 34 minutes, 41 seconds in, The Obama deception is nearing its completion. It'll be done in a week and a half. Then I've got to have it mass-produced. It will ship out on the 15th of March, 2009. It will also be available on the 15th of March, 2009, or Sunday evening to be precise, at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members in super high quality. You can download it or watch it streamed via Flash. There's four different formats. And this film needs to go supernova to expose that Obama is a front man to bring in the final New World Order banking system over the United States and the world. That's why they're calling him president of the world. Kissinger admits they want him to bring in the New World Order. It is happening. So I would invite everyone to pre-order the Obama deception now. And as the orders come in order, that is the order they will be shipped out. So pre-order if you want the Obama deception first with your hard copy DVD in the highest quality at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The film is $19.95. You can get them for $9.95 when you get multiple copies, but I don't care. Buy one copy and make copies of that and get it out to people. I want this film to go viral like no film I've ever made before. And we've made quite a few that have are in the record books as the most viral videos out there. People who don't know internet terminology go, viral? That's bad. No, we mean viral. One virus goes into a cell, programs it, it busts open, a million viruses spill out. That's what viral means. We make a film, and within a day of releasing it on the web, it goes bonkers everywhere. And believe me, this film is hardcore. And I am putting a lot of my essence into it, working the hardest I ever have to rush it out, but at the same time, to make sure it's my best work today. Because we don't have time to screw around and take 6 months to make a film. I'm making it more like three. I decided to make it about 5 months ago, 4 months ago, but we've been doing the research. But we've been hammering tongs in there, getting it done. Like blacksmiths in the Forge of Liberty. A hot flame blasting up out of the white-hot coals. And we are forging a great weapon in the info war to plunge into the heart of the New World Order system. Let's talk to Randy in Michigan. Randy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to talk about the Internet 2 topic, but first I want to comment also on the previous caller, James, that you just had. I agree totally with what you said to him. I have been on, you know, Zoloft, which is the generic sertraline for, well, quite a few years, and I finally wanted to come off of it. It's just, you know, just after hearing what the doctors say, and they did say exactly what you described, like, why do you want to lessen your dosage? I mean, you could take the pills in halves, you know, and I was like, well, I want to get off it. How do I do it? And they said, well, you got to wean yourself off. You got to, you know, take a half pill for 2 weeks, and it takes about 4 weeks both ways, you know, to go on the pill or go off it. And
yeah, a lot of the, and again, those are psychologists. I talk to neurologists and medical doctors, and they say 2 months. But I'm not going to give medical advice. I'm saying I would come off of it. This is what the experts say. But do not believe me. Go check it out for yourself.
Right, and I was nervous just coming out, like I got a little anxious coming on the show, so obviously the pill ain't helping. So I'm also a member of Comcast, oops, Freudian slip. They've been caught numerous times throttling BitTorrent connections, like even when I download like your films. I've downloaded them on BitTorrent before I actually purchased them. And I agree that we're kicking the New World Order's butt with the web, and I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, most of the computer users that aren't kind of geeky like me, they don't realize it, but Linux and the open source movement, like GNU Linux, is helping do that. And I was wondering maybe in the future if you could have like a guest like Richard Stallman. He's like pretty much the father of the open source movement, and which is really taking a big bite out of Microsoft. And, you know,
well, that's another reason Microsoft wants to force everybody on the internet too, so they'll control the architecture. And all hail Linux. We're big Linux guys here, right? All right. Thank you so much for the call, Randy. John in Colorado, go ahead.
Alex, I salute you and everything you stand for. I want you to know that I am one of the legions out here that has your back.
Well, I appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you.
I got your back.
Well, thank you. Originally, I was going to talk about spirituality in general, and specifically fear, but I had an idea that I thought was important. People are wondering how they're going to recognize their fellow awakened patriots, both now and in the coming weeks, which are likely to get a little crazy. I realize we need a sign or a symbol to call our own. So here it is. Picture in your mind the peace symbol. Now flip it upside down. What do you see?
You see a Teutonic rune of life.
Okay. Or, well, I see a victory sign. I see a human with their arms raised in victory.
Well, that's why it's a life sign. The only problem is that's been adopted by the white supremacist.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. So maybe
yeah,
that
for those that don't know, the peace sign is the Nordic death rune, or a dead tree or a dead person with its arms down. And the rune of a cross with its arms up, that is the Teutonic life rune. And so that's been adopted by the National Alliance and others.
Okay, well, maybe that wouldn't be such a good idea. I didn't know that. I did a little bit of research, and it seemed like the peace sign...
I think our sign ought to be the colonial flag.
Okay.
The 13 stars.
All right.
And that way people know we're for America, defending against the globalist.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say that, and I just want to say, united we stand, divided we're not.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate your call, and I agree with you. Okay, let's go ahead now and talk to Joe in Oregon. Joe, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
First, say, man, I love your stuff, and I can't wait for the Obama deception to come out. And I mean, you're right on. But I had a question. Have you ever heard of this group called the Guardian Angels? They're like, I guess, a security group. They're worldwide.
Yeah, they started in New York, and they're a vigilante group, and they wear a little red commando berets.
Yeah, and on their shirts they got the Illuminati sign with the wings.
Yeah, I mean, we're watching you. You know, I don't know enough about them to pass judgment on them, but I have seen videos, and whoever's doing it needs to stop it. Here's the problem. We don't control what anybody says or does on the message board until, you know, they're just saying kill black people and stuff like that. We do, I don't have the personnel. I don't want to spend the time censoring to go in there. But we can't have the police here at my office, which has happened. And then they go, how dare you not let me say, go after the president or whatever. But somebody goes into every InfoWars and Prison Planet article and post in separate topics this video of the Guardian Angels harassing a homeless man who they claim was smoking weed. And they tackle him, they attack him, and then call the police and say he attacked them. And, that's what's dangerous about anything that's vigilante, is that, especially if it's allied with the system, is that it becomes abusive. But I don't know if, all their work is that bad. Maybe we should have the Guardian Angels on. My whole issue is I'm tired of all discussion. I mean, here's an example. People will post their own 9/11 truth video links on the pages, stuff that politically is very politically incorrect, but I'll even leave it. But that isn't enough. Then they go, Alex, the piece of filth, is censoring us and not letting us post this, and then there'll be the link to the video, and I'm like, that's not fair. We're leaving all this up, and then they're blaming us, or because it takes a minute or two for people's posts to go up because we've got a caching server, because the site's so big, it's multiple servers, it's got to update every few minutes. It's not fair that we're not censoring people, and then they go in there and say we're censoring them, or they have glitches and then say we're censoring. Now, we do have keywords on the site, like, K-I-L-L Obama, and that's because the Secret Service has been here twice, and we got subpoenaed by a federal court on another issue. And sometimes I'm tempted just to shut down the message board, not the message board, but the comments, because you go in there, you don't have to register with your real name or email, you can do whatever you want, and people abuse the daylights out of it. And we know a lot of it's COINTELPRO, but, I mean, that's a side issue. Anything else?
No, it was just basically about them. And, I did look up, they got a website, guardianangels.org, and it's kind of creepy to me. The whole red and black thing, and the symbol on their shirts, which is kind of weird. I don't know. And they've been around since, the 80s and whatnot. But the leader or the CEO of the whole little clan or whatever is, he's all over. They're all over YouTube and the whole. They're worldwide. So
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I mean, all I know is people be having a discussion about states' rights or trying to get their state to pass a 10th Amendment resolution, and this guy, it isn't enough for him to just post it once or twice. He just every other post to try to take over discussion, and it's abusive. But then if I take the URL he keeps putting in and ban that, then it takes the computer system time to look at that word, and then it slows it down, and then it bans things it shouldn't be. So, c'est la vie. You know, that's the nature of freedom. It's about the most open website you'll find anywhere, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And so for being the most open, we didn't get accused of being censors. Speaking of that, I want to go ahead and start playing this clip and then stop it and start it and analyze it. I had the printout here in my stack. I wanted to be able to plug the name of the video. John, what's the name of that YouTube video with the Christian guy? No, not the guy saying I'm lying about spider goats. Okay, The Hidden Truth Behind the New World Order, Part 1. Okay. And it's a nice fella. He comes off as really nice and friendly and seems like a good person. And again, this isn't about me. I'm doing this because this is an example of the diversions and the distractions that we all end up going through when we have serious issues in front of us. And this fellow says that I never talk about the spiritual nature of the New World Order, that Mark Dice never talks about it. I mean, Mark Dice's book that I'm holding in my hand, The Resistance Manifesto, says that it's dealing with end times and the Antichrist. And he was just here Friday talking about that on air. And then this guy singles him out and says he's not talking about this. Now, see, you know, here's the deal. It's one thing to criticize us, but most of the criticism I see isn't based in reality. And I saw a commenter on the YouTube video saying, yeah, and he won't talk about the corruption of the Catholic Church either. I mean, I had George Humphrey in here talking about that Friday on the show. And I have Tex Mars on all these guests, and I've always talked about it. And then they just say, no, you haven't. And no, you're not talking about how the globalists are occultists. I made films about it. But see, this is what the Christian church does. There's thousands of denominations. They all fight with each other endlessly. They all say that you're not covering the right biblical or scriptural perspective, or you're not. It's like a bunch of Pharisees. And see, this is a news broadcast. I cover the FEMA camps. I cover the mercury in 50% of the corn syrup. I cover, you know, hundreds and hundreds of issues. We bring forward constant solutions of ways to stop or fight the New World Order, like the states' rights issue. And all these different Christian denominations get mad at me because I won't sign on to their particular brand of Christianity and just make this a Bible show. Well, I'm sorry, the Bible shows I see are basically all establishment, politically correct, not covering any big issues or real issues. Most of them are on the government payroll. That's on record. And this is a news and analysis show. This is not about left wing or right wing. This is not about being a member of any group. I am my own person. And then I see this criticism against myself and others. And this is only a microcosm. There's a lot of this saying, Alex never gives solutions, when that's all we do is give solutions. You know, get healthy, get off Prozac, get off Ritalin, get out of the public school system, take control of your local states, lobby for more Second Amendment, lobby for national sovereignty, say no to RFID products, boycott them so they can't fully put them into place. I mean, all we do is say, fight Internet too. Here's how they're attacking the web, warn people. You know, that's all we do. And they say, no, you don't give solutions. But the people that are always saying we don't give solutions, they're the ones that just talk trash about other patriots all day. I don't have time to be the patriot police and sit here and do this. I am trying to just get to as many people as I can to give you the information, to tell you, check it out for yourself, and then come up with a plan yourself of what you're going to do to take action against it. Because I know the decentralized program of fighting the New World Order is the best. I know that having everybody doing their own thing in their own area is pure force multiplication in the info war and cannot be stopped. The number one thing is wake up more people, because if people are awake to this New World Order and what's happening and how the bailout was staged and how it's a takeover and now we have all the admissions by government, then it will be so politically unpopular they're not going to be able to get away with it. Instead, I'd say about half the people on websites and YouTube and on these video things, they just sit around policing each other or obsessing over it's just this group and we're going to obsess on this group and we're going to exaggerate the power of this group and we're going to blah, blah, blah. When meanwhile, meanwhile, the entire economy is being imploded. The New World Order is coming into play and people are arguing and debating over who's got the best info or who the best talk show host is or who's got the best website. And obviously, I'm the big kahuna in all this, so most of them are just jealous and upset with me. And I just feel sorry for them because this is too dangerous of a world to be stuck on jealousy, folks.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This clip, and this is somebody who means well but has probably looked at 1% of my material or Mark Dice's or others and just says, Alex isn't telling you that this stuff's all in the Bible. But we've had hundreds and hundreds of guests getting into that. The point is that regardless of whether you're a Christian or not, you don't want to be part of this new world order and this dehumanizing system. Let's go ahead and start the clip.
The new world order. Those of you in the truth movement, you know what I'm talking about. And due to the limitations of MySpace, 10 minutes, I'm not going to get into much detail. But what I wanted to get across was this. Those in the truth movement, and that's, you know, Alex Jones and company, and those of you that believe in the 9/11 was an inside job, I consider myself a truther, believe 7 basic tenets about this new world order that's coming. And I kind of wrote them down, and they're one, a global government, a one world government, the world under the control of one organization or one dominant group of elite people who want to control the world. A global currency means no more dollars, pesos, euros. It's going to be whatever it tends to be. Debits and credits probably issued electronically under some name. We don't know what yet. A government-sponsored religion. That could be one religion or 10, but they'll be under the umbrella of the government, under government control, and government guidelines and mandates, and eventually those will become one period that will serve the leader of the one world government. Number 4, a mark, without which you may not buy or sell, or a digital currency, some kind of mark aligning yourself with the government that makes you a citizen, world, you know, world ID, all these good things. Without it, you can't participate in the global economy. I mean, you can't buy food, you can't buy a car, you can't get tags for your car, you can't go to the doctor. You can't buy guns and ammo. You can't do anything. You're locked out. You're pretty much, you're messed. A world leader, a world dictator, a tyrant that's going to rise up, control the world with an iron fist. Population control. I've heard a lot about this from Alex Jones and company. He believes they're trying to eliminate the population of the earth down to a manageable number. Some say about 500 million. That's what's on the Georgia Guidestones. Where they still have their worker bees to get their work done, but they can control you easily and keep their eyes on everybody. But they believe this population control will come about by human-crafted diseases, superbugs like SARS, little genetic engineering, bird flu, all this stuff, starvation, purposely and willfully causing crops to fail by various means. One of them, which is the 7th tenet, which is weather control, earthquake generators, contrails, spreading disease. Some say they can control the path of hurricanes, etc., etc. Here's my problem. These 7 tenets, they're agreed on by most all truthers. Everybody believes 9/11 is an inside job, believes in the Illuminati, believes in world bankers, an elite group of world bankers turning things their way to their agenda, utopian society.
Hit pause. We'll come back in the next 5 minutes before our guest joins us and finish up with this. We don't believe in the world bankers. It's documented in public. We don't believe in the FEMA camps. It's documented and admitted. The Associated Press, you know, interviewed Ben Livingston after we did, the father of weather weapons. They were controlling and creating hurricanes in 1967, Stanford Research Institute certified. See, this is a show where we cover the news. Then he comes back with his problem with us. And we're going to play that when we come back. And I mean, the issue is that, number one, what he's saying about us isn't true. But regardless, we need to focus on waking as many people up to the New World Order system, and then that will lead them down the path of learning more. But it's just all this policing that goes on.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.